Look, payday's awesome, but running payroll, calculating taxes and deductions, staying compliant, that's not easy. Unless, of course, you have Gusto. Gusto is a simple online payroll and benefits tool built for small businesses like yours. Gusto gets your team paid while automatically filing your payroll taxes. Plus, you can offer benefits like 401k, health insurance, and workers' comp, and it makes onboarding new employees a breeze. We love it so much, we really do use it ourselves, and we have 4 years, and I personally recommend you give it a try, no matter how small your business is. And to sweeten the deal, just for listening today, you also get 3 months free. Go to gusto.com/beingboss, that's gusto.com/beingboss. Welcome to Being Boss, a podcast for creatives, business owners, and entrepreneurs who want to take control of their work and live life on their own terms. I'm your host, Emily Thompson, and today I'm joined again by my podcast companion, Corey Winter, to discuss hustle. You can find all the tools, books, and links we reference on the show notes at www.beingboss.club. And if you like this episode, be sure to subscribe to this show and share us with a friend. Sometimes seeing someone else's path to success helps us clearly map out our own. It's why we all like business podcasts, right? Well, I'm here to share a show for you to check out, the Female Startup Club podcast, an amazing resource that shares insights and learnings from the world's most successful female founders, entrepreneurs, and women in business. In a recent episode, I loved hearing about how Michelle Grant, the founder of Lively, the lingerie and swimwear brand, built and sold her company for $105 million in just 3 years. Total boss move. So if you're looking for a new pod to inspire your next steps, listen to the Female Startup Club podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back to Being Boss, Corey. As if I need to welcome you back, you're always here.
I'm still waiting for my companion name tag.
I know. But Christmas is coming.
Okay.
You're going to be so tickled. You better. So wait, do you want like a name tag that you wear or something you put on your desk or your door?
Yes.
Okay. A whole little
collection. Because like, I feel like are we talking like the name tag that actually like it pins on?
Yes.
Or are we talking like just a sticky note? Because I don't want a sticky note.
No, like, I would not get you a sticker. It would definitely be a pin or a lanyard. Do you have a preference?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
Surprise you. Okay, perfect. That's a great opportunity for surprise. I love that. Well, welcome back, Corey. We're here to talk about hustle. I'm interested to actually hear your thoughts on a couple of these things too, but are you ready for this? Okay.
Yes. But before we actually dive into that, what is hustle? Because like when nowadays I don't think this, but like when I used to think of hustle, I picture like that episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when they're like hustling the billiards game. So like, that's what I think of hustle. Like, you're cheating at billiards and like pretending to be sucky, but you're actually awesome and like you get people's money because you're punking them.
Right.
What does hustle in this context mean?
So actually, hold on. I'm actually pulling up dictionary because I do kind of want to know like what this word, because you're right. There is this like definition of hustle, similar to how there's like this sort of other definition of boss too, which is something we talked about in the Being Boss book of like, you know, like a gang box, I guess, or otherwise, right? There's like, actually like, I think most cultures have their version of like shady boss of like some unlawful organization.
So basically the entrepreneurship culture has adopted all these slang terms to apply for them. That's
right.
Interesting.
We are like operating outside the law, except outside the law of corporations. There's the parallel there, perhaps, or maybe we're just literally appropriating all words, which is probably a little more correct, but hustle. So in this case, hustle is not cheating or stealing. I'm looking here at the definition dictionary.com. We have to proceed or work rapidly or energetically, to push or force one's way, to jostle or shove. We're not shoving. That's not what we're doing here.
Be nice people.
Right. Also, to urge, prod, or speed up. To convey or cause to move, especially to leave, roughly or hurriedly.
So basically, it's
okay.
It's working hard.
Maybe. But what's really funny about this is I feel like these definitions are not even as, like, I get sort of a negative connotation whenever I think about hustle. And we'll talk about this in a minute, a little bit. The word, I think it's like working too hard. Whereas the definitions are just like energetically working, right? Like if you look at what, like here it is, a noun, energetic activity as in work. But then there is also that like slightly negative connotation of shoving or pushing or roughly or hurriedly or whatever it may be. So it really is one of those words that kind of straddles the fence of good or bad. And that's what I want to talk about today, because there is like a whole spectrum, but these days people are either sitting on one or the other end of that spectrum.
So how did this come up? Like, why do you want to talk about this today?
I always want to talk about hustle. Okay. Literally always. We had an opening and I was like, what do I want to talk about today? I always want to talk hustle. And mostly because I have some unpopular opinions on hustle that I'm like, fine, guys, I'll come out and talk about this. But also, I think because I have felt myself ready, it's coming up a lot more for me. So in the Being Boss community, I've had several conversations over the past couple of weeks and months about hustle. One in particular was a Monday meetup meeting where a boss came in and had a really great question. She had been hustling and was trying to come to terms with the fact that she'd been working hard. And I thought, this is a weird conversation we're having here. But let's dive in. And so we did, and it sparked an amazing sort of group conversation about how we all relate to hustle, the definitions that we have, how it is that we tackle it in our own work and life, and how it is that we sort of, air quotes, come to terms with it, because we do live in a culture, I think, where we kind of have to, in air quotes, come to terms with it, which is unfortunate and what I want to address today. So some of the questions that have been coming up are, should I be working so hard? So someone is hustling and they're feeling guilty about their hustle. They're like, I feel like I'm doing it wrong. You know, I'm hearing that I shouldn't be hustling, whatever it may be. Or it's literally the other end of it, where bosses are going, am I working hard enough? Am I hustling appropriately? Or is my choice to not hustle not serving me? Or whatever it may be. So there's just two sides of this conversation. What I really want to do today is bring it to the middle. Bring this everyone's idea of hustle away from it being good or bad, or helpful or detrimental, or whatever it may be, into this sort of middle area where it's neither of those things. I think hustle can actually be pretty neutral.
So hustle's become a pretty big buzzword for entrepreneurship things. So what are some of the culture coming around hustle in today's society?
Yeah, I think so many things, because it's the spectrum, right? And the spectrum, but everyone is either, they're choosing sides. And people who are on one side is very hard on that side. People who are on the other side are very hot or hard on their side. And it's creating this sort of whiplash of information around culture or around hustle and whether or not we should be doing it or not. So on one side is that hustle is the only way to succeed. And if you're not hustling, you're not working. If you're not hustling, you're not being an entrepreneur. If you aren't like that rise and grind, up at 5 a.m., work all night, you know, do whatever you need to do to reach the biggest goals you could ever imagine, right? There is like very much so this like toxic hustle culture. It's funny. I think they're both toxic. We'll get there in a second. This very toxic hustle culture where if you're not showing up and giving it your 5,000,000% or whatever, then like why bother? Then go back and get a day job, right? Or whatever it may be. And I think that is detrimental to our health, to our perception of like the reality of being an entrepreneur, of growing businesses, of hiring, of like managing teams, right? It trickles down from like, if you have a toxic idea around what hustle is, you're going to have those expectations of your clients and your employees and your contractors. And like, and then we're all just busting our ass and can't sleep at night and having problems eating. And then there we are all with heart attacks at the age of 40, which I don't think is where any of us really want to be, right? So there's like, that's very dramatic. What am I saying? Portrayal of what that side of it looks like. But that is one side of it. The other side of it is this like anti-hustle culture, where if you're hustling, you're doing it wrong. If you're working hard, then you're not aligned. If, or that you're not like aligned with sort of your purpose and your vision, and you're not woo enough, or you're not like, you're not calling it in correctly, or whatever it may be. Like, there's this other side of it, which I did just give like a very woo perspective of it, but also just a very practical, if you're hustling, you're doing it wrong. That the idea or the ideal is that 4-hour work week. And if you're working more than 4 hours a week, you're doing it wrong, right? Or if you are working 40 hours a week, that sucks for you, or whatever it may be. There is this harsh judgment on either side of this hustle spectrum that I think is making those of us who are just trying to show up and do the work confused and inherently guilty, whether you're hustling or not.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, there has to be a middle ground, because both sides can't be right. And you kind of just explained that you don't disagree with either side. So what is the middle ground? Like, how do you work hard without working too hard and not feeling guilty either way?
I mean, one is like self-awareness, right? Like, what does hustle look like for you? What does rest look like for you? What do you need to provide rest for yourself so that you can show up and do the work? So like lots of self-awareness, because everyone's hustle is different, and a flow between the two. And I want everyone to know that I did not just say balance, right? Mm. I did not, like, because I think in the anti-hustle culture, there's this idea that you achieve balance and you maintain it, and that is impossible. Legit impossible. As a business owner, you are going to have fires that are going to pop up that you have to put out, and that's going to throw your balance off. Or like, that also means that on vacation, shouldn't you probably be working a little? Right? No, you should not be. Or you can if you want to, but that's your choice. It's not like a mandatory thing. So in the middle is this place where you know when and how to hustle, and you pair that responsibly and appropriately with the rest that you need to hustle, and then plenty of middle place where you're not really doing either. You're just being, right? You're just showing up and doing the work, or having dinner with your friends, or, you know, gardening. I don't know what it looks like for you. That is neither hustle nor rest, just being. And so the middle place is a place where you can flow between all of those things. And I think that's ideal.
So, okay. Do you ever consider yourself hustling?
Oh yeah.
Are you a so what does it look
I'm
like
a hustler.
For you? So what does hustling look like for you?
Hustle is working really hard. I'm coming out of a season of hustle, and it's one where I recognize for the past 4 months, for me, I can like quantify it. I can look at my timesheet and see that I have been working my ass off. Like, I'm clocking in a lot of hours in a way that I know is more than my like middle ground, right? I'm literally here working more than I normally would. But, and we'll get into this in a bit too, but there are lots of, there are boundaries that I put around that hustle that keep me focused and keep me from habitualizing hustle, right? So keep me from, like, if I'm working 50 hours a week, I'm doing it for the small period of time where I'm hustling, and I am
so
not going
you
to
are
do
not
that forever.
You are not a constant hustler.
No.
You are like a periodic hustler.
I'm an occasional hustle.
Okay. Which, you know, sounds healthy. Yeah. But so you kind of disagree with both of those extreme sides. So what's the problem with disagreeing with those views in today's culture?
I mean, the problem is there's like two factions that are mad. I mean, not really, yeah. But who are going to disagree? But what I really want to do, my purpose for having this conversation is to encourage everyone to find their middle ground and to find hustle for themselves and to not feel guilty one way or the other, right? And because the disagreeing views are either telling you that if you're not hustling, you're not showing up and doing the work. which is like not necessarily true. There are plenty of weeks that I'm just working 30, 35 hours, and I'm not hustling. I'm just here working, and I'm getting good stuff done. Real good stuff done. Probably better stuff done than if I were hustling, honestly, right? And then the other side of that is that you're feeling guilty for not showing up and doing the work. And like, I'd rather show up for my 20, 25, 30, 35 hour weeks or 5 hour weeks. I can't wait to get back to some of those one day, maybe. Right? Like, I want to know that I have X number of hours to give to my business this week, and they are going to be amazing. And then that's going to be all. So there's this middle ground that you have to find. And I think finding that will allow anyone to do is to just feel good about the work they do. So you're not worried about hustling too much because you've set boundaries. You know what it looks like. You know why you're doing it, and you're showing up and getting it done. I also, y'all, I love, and this is me. This is my self-awareness. I'm not putting this on anyone, but I love the end of a hustle. I love having like put in several weeks of just like busting it out and doing some really great stuff and looking, standing back and look at what I did. Like I wouldn't have done that as quickly, maybe not as well, probably not have like pulled in the resources that I needed to get it done, right? I find great joy in a well-executed hustle. I really, really do. Likewise, I love being able to look at my calendar and know that I don't have to hustle for the foreseeable future. I can just show up and do my work, or I can like really dial it down and focus on myself to either refuel after a hustle or to like fuel myself up before a hustle, and otherwise just go at my year with a considerably more ease and less of like, I have to achieve balance every single day or every single week, and simply know that I'm showing up and doing the work for what it is that I want. Sometimes it means hustling. Sometimes it just means showing up and being here. And sometimes it means just taking a nap. I like the nap part the best.
So you're illustrating that hustling, it looks different for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like you are the periodic hustler that works really hard for a short period of time, then kind of backs off a little bit, then comes back to it. Some people, they thrive on just always working hard. That does not apply to everybody. Like some people, if they work hard, like they have a mental breakdown.
Yeah, to all of that. And I think really just like hustle does look different to everyone, which is why like step number one is self-awareness. Right. I recognize that I have a higher than normal stamina for hustle. I have a lot of fire in my birth chart, y'all. Like I have energy and I'm relatively young. I also recently had someone ask me, they were like, how do you do everything that you do? Like one, great time management practices. Two, I'm really great at focusing on doing the thing that I'm doing. Three, I'm young. Like I can.
Well, so I'm glad you said that because I was thinking my hustle's actually changed over time.
Yeah.
Like back when I was in college, like I would work hard.
Yeah.
Just like 70 hours a week doing classwork and band and working for you. But like nowadays, I'm like, man, if I get close to that 40 hours of work, I can't. I'm done. Yeah. If I can't work hard.
Indeed, right? And I definitely feel myself getting that place too, especially, you know, we've been doing Almanac for 4 years now, I think. Are we going on five? We started in 2018, all of 18, all of 19, all of 20, all of four, ending our fourth year. That's wild.
Yeah. Congrats.
Okay. Right. Thanks.
You're a toddler.
Yeah. I feel like it. Almanac, Bennett being boss here for 6.5, going on 7 years. And I definitely feel myself where I'm at capacity, and I think my capacity is about to actually start getting smaller. If that makes, like, I'm not going to get more capacity for what I'm able to do, what I can do as I age, I don't think. So I recognize that for myself too. I can't do what I did 5 years ago. I can't like show up in that way anymore. And like I capitalized on that. Absolutely. I used it. I love what I created. I love what I have built. But I also recognize that I'm not really the same person that I was. And there has to be some adjustments on that. So it's not just self-awareness once, right? It's constant self-awareness as to what it is that it looks like for you. And I also completely recognize that some people cannot hustle. like me or like you, everyone has their own definition of hustle. Maybe there's physical or mental limitations. Maybe you simply have too many other responsibilities, though all those responsibilities are hustles too, right? And funnily, I also even use hustle to like, if I'm taking a vacation, that's a hustle, right? Preparing for a vacation, planning for a vacation, sometimes getting there and getting myself in a situation where I can just lay on the beach for 3 days. Like, that's a little mini hustle right there. So I do kind of like throw that word around a lot. But all that's actually, that was a sidebar. Going back to this idea that hustle looks different for everyone, and you have to decide what your hustle is, what your capacity is, and then what you need to meet that capacity on the other end, and play within those boundaries that are your boundaries for rest and hustle, and the middle being your being. You're just being.
Okay. So self-awareness with your capacity in the physical and mental sense with work, but this also applies to life. Like this, like it plays very hand in hand with work and life boundaries and work and life separation and balance. So how does hustle apply to your personal life?
You know, what's really funny, at the beginning of the year, whenever I do CEO Day Kit, we have a kit of worksheets and exercises for bosses who want to put their CEO day or CEO hat on. It's amazing. Tons of people use it. I use it myself every single year for both businesses, beingboss.club/CEO. But every time I do my CEO day kit, there's one worksheet that is the revenue and marketing worksheet, I think, where you're sort of calendaring out your year. And I always, the first thing I label on those is whether it's going to be a work hustle or a life hustle month.
Okay. Explain. Right?
So if it's, holiday season, work hustle, period.
Okay. Well, explain that because for a lot of people,
because I have a retail store. Because I have a product retail store. And right. Isn't that, I do feel like December is like the place where you kind of have to find a good balance between work and life. And I'm going to use that there where you're doing a lot of work hustle because retail store, but you're also doing a lot of life hustle because holiday parties and visiting family and spending time with your people, like all the, like that is also a hustle. So
for some people more than others.
For some, indeed. Right. But like October, November are going to be work hustles. If we have a Being Boss vacation, that month is a work hustle. If I'm personally going on vacation, that's a life hustle, right? Or if there's a month where, you know, I have several birthdays, like family birthdays, that's usually a life hustle. I'm traveling around a lot, seeing people. And so I'm starting the planning of my year with this recognition as to whether a month is going to be more work or more life. Because for me, that idea of hustle really is kind of just, it's, I think there is this definition of like, I think there is this common cultural definition that hustle is working harder than necessary. Mm-hmm. But yes. I use that word probably more as just working, right? Synonymous with working. Just, and life takes work. Parties take work, vacations take work, like all of the, like those are little hustles that I have to do. And then work also takes work. And that is hustles that I will show up and do as well. So when it comes to work-life balance, I start my year planning with this idea of what is a work hustle month and what is a life hustle month. And I plan appropriately because I really do like this idea of sort of annual quote unquote balance. Right? Or more like a flow. But even that changes from year to year. And I really actually prefer looking at a very holistic sort of calendar of my life. I want to get into the end of my life and feel like I achieved a really great balance and or managed a responsible flow between hustle and rest. You might have heard me talk about CRM platforms in the past and wondered, what the heck is she talking about? Well, a CRM platform takes any customer interaction, like a sale from your website or clicking on your weekly newsletter, and transforms that data into valuable insights. Insights like, when do my customers shop? And do my emails really get opened more on a Monday? A HubSpot CRM platform is ready to help connect the dots between your business and your customers like never before. HubSpot is consistently working to make its products more connected than ever. Improved forecasting tools give you a bird's eye view of your entire pipeline to see what's around the corner. See how your quarter is going, inspect new deals, and use customizable data-driven reports to improve team performance as you grow. With custom behavioral events, you can get into the details of what makes your customers tick, track site behavior, and understand your customers' buying habits, all within the platform. Learn more about how a HubSpot CRM platform can help connect the dots for your business at HubSpot.com. Have you ever wanted to sell digital products for your business but found yourself having to decide which one based on what your website would allow? This plugin will let you sell ebooks but not courses. This app makes it easy to sell webinars but not memberships. It's annoying to think that you have to limit your business model because of the limitations of a digital tool. So, stop weighing the options of what and choose them all by signing up for Podia. Podia is an all-in-one digital storefront that makes it easy for you to sell everything on a single platform so that you don't have to choose just one type of digital product. You can sell online courses, digital downloads, memberships, and webinars all in one place on Podia. Sign up for a 14-day free trial and get 15% off for life by going to podia.com/bosses.
All right. So we've talked about what hustle is and how it's different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But when is hustle bad?
Okay. All right. That really is the meat of this, right? Good or bad? Is it good or is it bad?
And hustle, there are both.
Yes.
Like there's both.
There is both. There's a lot in between, but also it can be really bad. Hustle can be detrimental to your health and your relationships, to your business. You can definitely hustle your business into a hole, right? Hustling can be bad if you do it incorrectly. So there's a couple of like little red flags for you if your hustle is bad. One is, and y'all are not going to like hearing this one. Feel free to like, I don't know, send us a Instagram DM or something.
I am looking at the list that you're about to read out.
You're about to get mad.
Oh my gosh. I'm about to like reassess my life.
Good. Good. You do you. Okay. Let me do it. One, if you are hiding in your work instead of dealing with problems or facing something. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That one is usually like that one. Everyone just sit with that one for a second. And like, and also I say this is like guilty party number one, right? Definitely 2020, 2021. I've spent a lot of time working because I just don't even want to face the reality of the world. And I think a lot of us are probably in a habit of doing that, which we'll talk about in a second. That is not good. Whenever you're using your work or just like hustling out a little more, like, let me just answer a couple more of these emails, right? Let me just like get a little further on this marketing plan or like let me crochet another thing, whatever it may be. If you are hiding in your work instead of dealing with your problems or otherwise facing something that is happening in your world or the world at large, bad hustle.
So I don't know why. I mean, I know why, but I would just, in a personal example, I've been working later into the night to avoid dealing with the crying nephews that are in my house.
Yeah. Maybe find a hobby. Yeah. Maybe tell them that you're working and really just come in here and crochet something.
For the listeners, I love playing with my nephews, but sometimes they are cranky and they are hard to deal with. And so I just go work and let my brother deal with it.
I love that. I mean, I think that's a completely appropriate separation of responsibilities for sure. However, maybe don't work.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's next on the list?
Okay. Next on the list is, when you're feeling guilty about it, I think even if you're doing it for a good reason, I think if all the other good things are good, but you're still feeling guilty about it, bad. Bad. And honestly, I don't think the answer is not hustling or not working. I think it's adjusting your mindset, or it's just make it a good hustle or a neutral. Just work. Doesn't have to be good or bad. It can totally be neutral. But feeling guilty about it, I think, is a sign that you're not hustling well. Unless it's not like a societally induced guilt, but like legitimately you're doing something that you should be guilty about, right? Like let's say you're working instead of, I don't know,
Playing with your nephews.
Well, I was completing other responsibilities, right? But yes, maybe that. I mean, you said it, not me. Right? So the guilt is a sign that something is bad, either your mindset or legitimately you're hiding and need to figure that out. I also think that hustle is really bad if it's constant because you are procrastinating or are otherwise poor at time management. Guilty. So, Corey, looking at you. I didn't write this one for you, but it, just in general, I know a lot of people who are hustling late at night because they didn't prep for the deadline that's tomorrow, right? Or are, you know, hustling through vacation because you have poor time management when you're at work. I mean, that when you're hustling, when you're like forcibly working because you have procrastinated or otherwise are bad at managing your time, that's a bad hustle. That's not doing it to achieve anything greater than what you should just be achieving while you're being. I think that should be the sort of the purpose of hustle. Stick a pin in that. I like it. I also think that hustle is bad if you're glorifying it. So if you're just showing up, right? If you're like, I'm an entrepreneur because I'm hustling, right? Ew, ew. No. If you are just working that, if you're working, if you're like bragging about your 80-hour work weeks, ew, bad hustle. Because I also know that you didn't get anything quality done after about 35 of those hours. And let's see what else. So other ways. I think hustle is bad if you are not responsibly fueling your hustle.
Define that.
So for me, whenever I'm hustling, I'm sleeping a lot. Like I'm
probably, don't you always sleep a lot?
Yes, but I sleep even more when I'm, because I have to. I have to fuel myself to show up and do the things that I need to do. And we'll talk a little bit more in a minute, I think, about like what the fueling looks like. But if you are not pairing a hustle with some hardcore self-care so that you are not burning yourself out as you're doing it, then it's a bad hustle. If you get to the end of a hustle and you are just done, you're toast. That was a bad hustle. Because there are ways to hustle that end in that moment of like, oh my God, look what I did. And all you have to do is celebrate. And then go like just generally take a nap, but not like an I'm half dead nap.
Yeah, I was struggling hardcore with that one over the last few months to the point where like I was working all day and then like falling asleep on the couch at 6 p.m. because I was just working too hard.
Yeah.
So I started tracking my sleep debt. That's actually helping. Because now it's like a little
sweet.
I know. I'm like down to like half an hour of sleep debt, which is like awesome. Anyway.
Yeah.
Recommend that, but
love that. And right, that's like a responsible response to a hustle. Right. So and I also love that instead of being like, there's a mindset shift there as well, where you're not like mad at yourself for sleeping. Like, I feel so guilty because I'm just going to bed at 6 p.m. Fine, do that. If like the work
I wasn't going to bed. I was falling asleep on the couch.
then sleep. Right? But if you are like showing up to do something and it requires you to sleep more, then just sleep more with no guilt around it. So I think it is a bad hustle if you are not pairing it with the adequate fuel you need. Rest, food, sort of shifting of some other boundaries potentially in order to allow you to show up without burning yourself out in the process. That's a bad hustle.
Yeah. And you actually mentioned not feeling like, don't skip meals. Like that's a bad hustle. Like don't like eat.
Yeah.
Eat food.
Right. I'm usually guilty of that one, but yes.
Oh, well, okay.
But we'll talk about how I fix that in a minute. We'll talk about how I fix that in a minute, because that is a thing. Because, and especially artists, man, right? Get you in that studio creating your art, and you're going to forget to eat, right? You're going to forget to go to sleep, all those, like, and that's part of it. But there are moments in the hustle that you have to stop and take care of yourself. And if you're not stopping and taking care of yourself, bad hustle, period.
I actually have an artist friend who actually went back to school to get their master's degree in art, fine art, something, one of those art degrees. And she realized she was hustling too hard to where she was actually missing meals. And so she actually like started setting reminders on her phone to like remind her to eat. Like there are solutions.
For sure. David literally feeds me. I mean, not actually, that's in great. He doesn't literally feed me. He's not like actually putting the food in my mouth. But during seasons of hustle, like he will legit bring me lunch every day. Because I'll forget. I will look up and it's 4 p.m. and I haven't eaten since dinner the day before or whatever it may be. Like it's a problem. So one of the things for helping you fuel your hustle is to ask for help. I'll tell like, David, I have a crazy week. I have all whatever. Actually, nothing. Just like, hey, David, I need you. Right. No reasons needed. Just I need you. Can you just bring me lunch every day? I don't care what it is. Just. Help me put food in my mouth so that I can continue forward. So anyway, I think one of the things that really rubs me the wrong way about this anti-hustle culture is that I feel like it's breeding a whole bunch of people who just don't like to work hard. Hmm. And maybe I sound like a boomer. I'm not hardcore millennial here, which I know is very unlike me, if you want to set some blanket statements. But I think that people should be excited perhaps to occasionally work hard and to achieve something greater than what they have.
Okay.
And so I do think that there are these moments where hustle, I do think hustle can be good. And I'm thinking too.
I see that you're hesitating to call it good.
Right. Because it also just is. Right. And honestly, I think part of it, two is I'm thinking of like I'm not trying to glorify it. Like hustle is not this great thing everyone should just go out and do. It should just be part of what you do as an entrepreneur and or business owner and or a creative that gets struck by inspiration. You just want to do the thing that you just had this great idea about. So I don't want to even categorize it as good because it just is.
Mm.
Right? It should just be part of the process. And so for it to be part of the process, it can assist you in achieving good things. I think any good hustle helps you achieve something good. Maybe that's like another definition of bad. It's bad if you're like cheating or stealing. Right? Or we hit on that. Or using it to do something that you could otherwise just get by doing your regular work. So anyway, I think really for me, the idea of I'm hesitant to call it good because I don't want to glorify it. I would rather make it relatively standard and not standard in the way that you should always be hustling. That is not what I'm saying by any means. But I think you should just accept that sometimes you have to work hard for what you want. And that's called a hustle. And if that grinds your gears, check in with yourself. See what it is that you struggle with around this idea of hustling and or working hard. Anyway, I don't know. I feel like there's a tangent I could go on, but I feel good about that. So some examples or characteristics of a good/neutral hustle. When you are working hard for something that is in alignment with your vision and goals, good hustle, right? You should be putting that extra energy, not into just like this half-baked idea that isn't actually aligned with anything. It just is a shiny sequin distraction over there. I don't think that's a good hustle. You may have just wasted a lot of your energy on something that isn't going to help you get to where you want to go. I think there is an asterisk there where like sometimes you just do what you're interested in and screw it. Right? So like that's my little asterisk. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think a good hustle is when you're doing your job. And this is a neutral hustle, right? This is not a good hustle. This is just a neutral hustle. And in the case that you are here as a business owner or an entrepreneur and something comes up that you have to deal with, do your job. That's a good hustle. Meet the deadline. Uphold your responsibilities. Deal with the, you know, employee that just called out sick. Deal with the client who just, you know, didn't meet their deadline. Now you have to hustle a little harder. Whatever it may be. It's pretty neutral hustle. It's just doing your job. Sometimes it's going to be a little harder than others. I do think there is a goal. There is this goal of creating ease. right? Of creating this ease in your work. But I think it is simply also the nature of being a business owner that there are too many variables in what you build that you're ever going to not be surprised at something that pops up that you have to deal with. That is the nature of what we do. So that's, I think that's a good hustle. Just uphold your responsibilities. Simple as that. I also think a good hustle is one where you are creating from a place of inspiration and passion and or doing fulfilling work. So especially like the creative types who get that idea, who like have just been waiting for that little stroke of inspiration and it finally hit. Now you just want to do this thing. Love that for you. Take care of yourself while you do it, but stay up all night writing that book or finishing that painting or creating that program or whatever it may be, and bust your ass on it for weeks until you get it done so you can stand back and go, OMG, look what I just did, right? And then put it out into the world. I think this is another one of the sort of issues with that anti-hustle culture is it doesn't make room for like that fiery passion that is ignited when you get a great idea. Because then you're going, oh, I should really do this responsibly. I should probably only work like 3 hours a day on this idea. But then the muse is sitting there screaming at you, telling you that if you don't get this out now, it's going to go find somebody else or whatever it may be. So I do think it's totally okay and amazing. And imagine looking back even in 20 years, at that time that you got this great idea and you did it. I think about this very particularly whenever I think about indie booms. Remember those back in the day?
I do remember those. I should just think about that.
Right. So 10-ish years ago now, probably, I got this crazy idea at Indie Shopography, my old web design studio, to redesign the way we worked with our clients that would solve all of our problems. Right? It was this amazing sort of package of our services that served our ideal clients. And it came to me in the middle of the night. And I remember not being able to sleep for like 5 days. I was so excited. I needed to like get it on paper. I needed to get it out of me. And I would go to bed and like couldn't turn it off. I was so excited about the thing. And I look back at that and I'm not mad that I lost sleep, right? I think of it so fondly as a moment when inspiration struck and it was so monumental for where I was in my life and business at that point that it was like, it was that fiery passion that I was not going to be able to rest until it was out of me. And I love that. It's not something that I want to happen to me every month. I'm very attached to my sleep for sure. But when you are creating from a place of inspiration and passion, I think a hustle is a totally fine thing to do.
I remember that because I was actually on vacation for 2 weeks and then I came back and like you had reinvented the entire business. And that's how I could tell, like, you were, like, super passionate about it because, like, just in 2 weeks' time, you completely rebuilt the business from the ground up. Like, I was like, wow. Yeah. Okay. Wasn't expecting that.
You should learn to expect the unexpected. For sure. Right? I will never forget that time in my life. Like, I think back on it so incredibly fondly and wouldn't have changed it for anything. And I think that's sort of a key of a good hustle, too, is that you actually do feel good about it. Right? You don't look back at it with resentment. That sucks. That's a bad hustle for sure. But you look back at it fondly, or even while you're in it, you know that you're showing up and you're doing something extra, right? Something a little more. I think about this very much so too with how we just launched opened the Almanac store. I remember for a couple of weeks beforehand, we kind of knew it was going to happen. Then we definitely knew it was going to happen, but we didn't have keys until we had keys. And so I remember being at the pool and some friends being like, you know, aren't you stressed? Like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I'm just chilling because I'm about to start a season of hustle that I'm just resting. I'm just going to be here for a couple more days if that's so. If you need me, I'll be right here hanging out by this pool. And I knew it was coming. And this whole process, I have felt amazing about showing up, I say asterisk that, I have felt amazing about showing up and working this hard to do something that has been on my vision board basically my entire life. I don't think I'll ever look back at this 3-month period and go, oh shit, I like worked too hard. What I don't want to do, and because I've done it responsibly, but what I don't want to do is look back and think, wow, I could have done more.
Yeah.
I will never think that. I know that I've shown up and given this 100%. And I feel great about it. So anyway, I think that a good hustle is one that you feel good about, both in it and asterisk that. I'll get to that in a second. But also after it. I will say I've had some burnout flashbacks over the past 3 months of like, this is how I did it. Like, am I okay? Am I going there? Am I close? Is this the cusp or do I just need a nap? I don't really. So like there have been many moments of like sort of unsuredness, but I've also very much so taken care of myself along the way. And now that I'm at the end of it, I did not burn myself out. I did it.
Yeah, I was going to say you've actually experienced like the extremes of both good hustle and bad hustle.
Yeah.
Like bad hustle to the point where like you were burned out and like you took a hiatus for months at a time.
18 months. Health.
Yeah. Just really that long?
It was 18 months. Yeah.
But yeah, so in the, but you've also had the good hustle, like opening your store and like feeling good about it. So how do you actually realize if you've been hustling for too long? Like where are the signs of that? How do you recognize that you're over hustling?
Yeah. So I definitely think that this is a self-awareness piece. I think everyone has their own sort of markers and red flags and things. Here's what mine looks like. Mine looks like losing sleep for a long period of time. So if I'm struggling with sleeping for several nights, or like especially if it's a week plus, there are some things that need to be dealt with. Like I have too many things in my mind and I need to like delegate a good bit of things. Or just like anxiety or stress around my to-do list being too long or my calendar being too full. I need to delegate. I need to get things off my plate. So for me, prolonged loss of sleep. I think if I ever catch myself breaking other boundaries, like if I'm so tired that I'm saying yes to things that I would otherwise like have the wherewithal to say no to, right? Or if I'm letting someone talk to me in a way that I would not let someone talk to me, I'm probably too tired. Like I'm probably going in a bad direction. So those sorts of things, like for me, just like a breaking of boundaries in other areas of my life, because I'm simply too tired to keep them up, I think is a surefire sign that you're hustling too long, too hard. If you stop doing the things that are important to you, right? Like if you are all about your morning pages, but you stop doing your morning pages, there's probably something off with your hustle. You're either doing it too long or too hard, whatever it may be. Get back to doing what's important to you. If, you know, if you are not calling your mom every Friday when you call your mom every Friday, right? If you're not doing those things that are important to you, bad hustle, or you've been hustling too long. And then I think there's also this habitualizing of a hustle that for me is a surefire sign that I'm hustling too long, where, you know, I get up and I'm like in my inbox too early in the morning because for a while I've needed to get up and get going earlier than usual. Like I'm up doing it when I shouldn't be because I've habitualized it. Or same thing with like, I don't need to be working past 4 p.m., but it's 6:30 and I'm still sitting here. Not because I need to be, but because for the past like 6 weeks, I've been here till 6 every day or whatever it may be. So like if you find yourself just going through the motions of your hustle when you don't need to be, you've been hustling too long and you need to step back.
Okay. So those are ways that you've identified over hustling.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you've done that, how do you get back into hustling in a responsible way?
Well, I think that once you recognize that you're hustling too long, take a break.
Yeah.
Like I think a prolonged break is in order because I don't think that you can very easily or responsibly move right back into a responsible hustle. Like you have some habits to break for sure. Yeah. So I do want to say there should always be a buffer between hustles. How about that? And that buffer is rest. That bustle, that buffer is like getting back to that place of equilibrium as much as possible so that from there you can, you know, elevate your energy or whatever again. But how to hustle responsibly. I think going back to that idea that a good hustle is aligned with your goals or vision, right? Mm-hmm. So if you see a season of hustle in front of you, and I really do see it as a season. I see like every couple of seasons, it's a hustle season. Sometimes I have a rest season. Sometimes I have a season when I'm just being, right? When I'm here doing a little bit of both all the time. But some seasons are hustle seasons, and I'm always very clear as to what I'm going to accomplish. So I remember the first hustle after my 18 months of like burnout recovery was launching the Being Boss community, right? Which is now free, everyone, if you did not know, beingboss.club/community. So that for me was a hustle. And I remember like waking up from my 18 months recovery and being like, okay, let's do this thing. Let's launch the community. And it was a couple of months of getting it all done. And it was perfectly aligned with my goals and vision. So sitting down and making sure that what you're about to embark on is like a specific thing that you need to do, or a set of things, if that may be the case, and make sure they're aligned. Also, I think for a responsible hustle, you have to focus and use your energy wisely. So don't use it as an opportunity to hustle in all areas of your being at the same time, right? Put the energy towards the thing that you're wanting to accomplish and maximize your effectiveness in that place by using your energy wisely in that place. This is not an excuse to go all willy-nilly, y'all. Keep it focused. showing up unapologetically. And again, there will be people in your life, you're like, you're working too hard. Haven't seen you in so long. Whatever it may be. I'm hustling. I'm busy. And like, again, I'm not glorifying busy. That is not what I'm doing. But I think you have to own it when you are here to do something. For me, no one questioned that I was going to be hustling out this shop. They're like, oh, shop, that's amazing. See you in 3 months. Right? Like, yeah, I'm going to be real busy. It's going to be great. Cannot wait. And then I'm not, and I can't wait to see you then. Which is sort of my next point. And that is to set a date for when your hustle is over. I knew going into the season of opening Almanac that I would hustle until probably October. And like the date stayed a little nebulous until I got a little more into it. And then about 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, I scheduled a vacation for mid-October. And I was like, that's my date right there. I've like put it on my calendar that I will hustle my ass off until this date. And then I'm going on vacation. When I come back, I will just be for a while. We're going to like downshift it. That week, y'all, is next week. We're recording this one quite early. And I'm so excited. Also know that this is me at the end of a July, August, September, 3.5 month hustle. Like, I don't sound dead. I've done it really responsibly along the way. But I did solidify that date by booking a cabin in the woods where I can just go be quiet and rest and celebrate and enjoy what I just did and know that the shop is open. And also great internally, because I've told the team at Almanac, like, we're putting you in place to man the shop. And then guess what? We're going to leave and you're going to have it for like 4 days. Enjoy. Don't burn it down.
Emily actually put on all of our team calendars, Emily out for 2 weeks straight. Mm-hmm. So she knows that she is gone.
Yeah, I know. And everybody knows. And as soon as I booked it, every week I have told both teams, like, don't forget mid-October. Don't forget. Like, everybody knows. One, because I don't need anyone to forget. But two, y'all all hold me accountable. If I'm in Slack, y'all are going to be like, no, I will not reply to this. So setting a date for when the hustle is over, I think, is one of the most powerful things you can do, because that also keeps you from habitualizing it, right? When I come back, I know there's a totally new set of rules in place, and I'm going to have to unlearn some habits that I have put myself into. And then otherwise, you just have to take care of yourself all along the way. Hustle has to be paired in the moment with intense self-care in order for it to be sustainable for any extended period of time. I think 3.5 months is like, I never want to hustle this long again, if I can. This is like, I think this is where I feel my age a little bit, of like, I'm at the end of it for sure, the end of all my ropes. But like, I also feel good because I've taken care of myself all along the way. I have limited other engagements and responsibilities. I definitely haven't seen some of my friends in a while. Unapologetically, for sure. I told them. They all know. But I have limited other engagements and responsibilities. I've asked for help both at work and at home along the way. I have delegated more in the past 3.5 months than I probably ever have before. And I literally asked David to feed me. Just bring me food. Right? Find me someone who will mop my floors for me. Help me, help support me in all of the ways so that I can show up and do this work. Also, resting a lot. When I'm in a season of hustle, I spend more time in bed. And like, there have been Saturdays here in this like 3.5 months where I literally have not really gotten out of bed. I've had a lot of mandatory lazy days. We talk about those. There's a podcast around it somewhere. Go to beingboss.club, search mandatory lazy day. If you're in the Being Boss community, we're actually having a community-wide mandatory lazy day on December 28th. So you can join that if you want to, beingboss.club/community. But we'll also put links to all these things in the show notes. But I rest a lot whenever I'm hustling. I'm not hanging out with anybody. I'm sleeping when I'm not working so that I can continue showing up and doing it. But then also very mindfully staying engaged with the chill things that also just keep me fueled. So I'm still gardening. I'm still reading. I've probably read more fiction this summer than I usually do. Like I've read, I'm laying in bed and reading a book because it's something that I can do that keeps me feeling like myself. But I'm physically resting while I'm doing it. And then otherwise just eating and sleeping well. I definitely take care of my body probably a little bit more when I'm hustling than when I'm just being, because that's when I go out with friends and have cheese dip.
I like how cheese dip is how you consider yourself.
There's a place here that has really great cheese dip, and I can't wait to go get nachos. Very excited about the nachos.
So I did want to say, so we've made reference to your like 18 months long burnout several times in this episode. So I want to just quickly shout out, if you want to listen to more about how that came about and just how Emily and Kathleen came out of that burnout, we have a podcast episode, episode 219, called Burnout and Buyout, where they were super vulnerable with how the burnout happened and how they came out of it. And we also talked a little bit about it in the two-part Kathleen-Emily interview in episodes 238 and 239.
Perfect. Thank you for those. And again, all links in the show notes. So basically, what I want to sum this up with is hustle is both not good or bad. I think it can be very neutral. Just it's part of how it is that we show up. And I want everyone to feel guiltless about that as long as it's aligned and you're fueling yourself and you're doing things you're proud of, right? But it can be good and it can be really bad. But what I want everyone to take from this is you do you. You do you. And if you have some adjustments to make around working hard, make them and see what it is that you are capable of doing. Or if you are on the other end of that spectrum and you find yourself hustling too much, take a chill pill. Take a break for yourself and otherwise learn to hustle responsibly. Because I know I do. I love a hustle. I love it. I love showing up and giving something all of my energy and then stopping and seeing what I created and resting and gearing up for the next one. So anyway, find where it works for you. And then one of the things that we came up with in the community as we were having some of these conversations is really settling on this idea of creating holistic balance for yourself, of creating this sort of flow that does not look the same day to day or week to week or month to month, but at some point you can look back at the past year or 2 or 5 or 10 years and see how these seasons all complemented these each other. Not how they like warred against each other, how like that, for me, that long season of hustle that sent me into 18 months of burnout and recovery was like, I don't want to ever do that again. For sure. That was awful. That was a period. I'll look back on that and know, okay, I did that wrong. But I also know that I can look at the years after, like since then, and see that this is what it looks like to do it in a way that feels really good. And it's more of this really large view of quote unquote balance or flow or this moving between when you need to rest and when you need to work. And I didn't even get into seasonality legit here, y'all. That's a whole nother conversation. But don't think about creating balance on these like really minute levels. Think about creating it in your life, because I also know that I am hustling right now so that I can hustle less when I'm older, when I don't have the energy to do it. And that's sort of a multi-decade sort of holistic view that I'm taking, and I'm hoping I'll be well served when I get there.
And bosses, this, it can be hard to find that balance of good hustle and bad hustle. Like it, if you're in that bad hustle, it can be really hard to come out of it if you're not experienced in coming out of it. So if you need help, do not be afraid to ask for help. And if you don't know where to go for help, our community is free. Like there are tons of bosses in there that are willing to offer their advice because they've been through it too. So don't be afraid to ask for help. It can be easy to hustle.
Indeed.
So don't work yourself too hard.
Right? Easy and fun. I think it's how you do it. You're doing it well. I will also say those episodes that you mentioned are really great. And whenever I was like in the depths of burnout, not sure how I was going to come out, therapy yeah. goes a long way, guys. Therapy. Perfect. Corey, this is fun. How are you feeling about it? Are you going to go change your hustle?
I mean, yes.
I'll think
I've
about
already
it.
Started. I've already started. So like, indeed. Yes, but I do have more work to do.
Perfect. Well, it's my pleasure to have this conversation with you, and I hope everyone listening to this walked away with a little bit of something coming in terms of how it is that you show up in your work and life, whether it's chilling out a little bit or being okay with cranking it up as needed.
Go take a nap. Go eat.
Or go take a nap. Cheese dip on me. Listen, boss, whether you're hiring your first or your 50th employee, I know that running payroll, calculating taxes, deductions, compliance is not easy. That is, of course, unless you have Gusto. Gusto is a simple online payroll and benefits platform for small businesses like you and like me, because I use it too. Gusto automatically files your payroll taxes and directly deposits your team's pay. Plus, you can easily offer all kinds of benefits, including 401ks, health insurance, workers' comp, and more. It's the kind of tool that not only makes you a good boss, but a good boss, if you get what I'm saying. Sign up now and get 3 months free after you run your first payroll when you go to gusto.com/beingboss. That's gusto.com/beingboss. Now, until next time, do the work, be boss. Yeah.